Hello to everyone out there. A very big welcome to my podcast again today. My name is Mary Egbude. I'm a marriage counselor, plus size counselor, and also a life coach. I have a word for you today from the throne of grace. And I titled this particular message, The Wise Woman. The Wise Woman. We are going to be taking our text from the book of Proverbs, chapter 14 and verse 1. And it says, every wise woman builds her home, but the foolish plucketh it down with her own hands. Proverbs 14 and verse 1. Every wise woman builds her home, but the foolish plucketh it down with her own hands. We also have another Bible passage that's in the book of Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18. And it says, it is not good that man may be alone, but I will make him an helpmate for him. It is not good that man may be alone. I will make him an helpmate for him. That is God talking, saying that it is not good for a man to be alone. He will make him an helpmate. We are looking at the wise woman today. And I want to quickly tell us that the woman is a unique being created by God. The woman is a unique being created by God, endowed with a lot of gifts and abilities. The woman is endowed with a lot of gifts and abilities. The woman occupies a very special place in the heart of God. That's why when women pray, God hears. The woman occupies a very special place in the heart of God. That's why he lavished a lot of his gifts on us. God gave women so many gifts. So many gifts. If you're a woman out there, you are very fortunate to be a woman. God has given us so many gifts. I'm going to be listing out some of the gifts that God has given us as women. Number one, multitasking. Multitasking. It's a woman that can do 2, 3, 4, 5 things at the same time without blinking. A woman can be cooking in the kitchen, breastfeeding her baby at the same time, answering a phone call, attending to the husband, attending to visitors. A woman has the gift of multitasking. And this is also one of the gifts of God. Number two, a woman has the ability to see far. A woman has the ability to see far. A woman can tell you now that what will happen 2, 3, 4 years the line. A woman can tell you. A woman can, before something happens in the house, a woman can tell you the end, how it will end. A woman can tell you so many things. A woman can see far, far away. For example, you want to bring a visitor to the house. A woman can tell you, don't bring this man or don't bring this woman. This might be the end result. A woman can see far. Number three, a woman has the ability to carry and nurture life. A woman has the ability to carry and nurture life. A woman carries pregnancy from the beginning to the end, carrying a human being in her body for a good 9 months, still going about her normal duties, her business, still eating, jumping up and down, doing her house chores. A woman has the ability to carry and nurture life. Number four, the woman has the ability to build a home and mold her children. The woman has the ability to build a home and mold her children. A woman, apart from all these gifts I just mentioned, a woman is a caregiver. Women are caregivers. They can take care of people. They can prepare the house, prepare children, prepare their husband. They can take their caregiver. They can give care. They can not, when somebody is sick, they are nurses. Women are nurses. They can nurse the person back to life. Women are teachers. A woman has the gift of teaching. She can teach her children to do well, teach her children morals, teach her children how to sit, how to talk. Even the husband. A woman has the gift of cooking. Women have gift of cooking. If you are a woman and you're out there and you don't know how to cook, I think you should go and harness that ability because God has given you that gift. Then women are also counselors. When the man has issues and is confused, you come to the woman will counsel you and tell you what to do and what not to do. So these particular abilities and gifts I just mentioned are ascribed to the wise woman. They are ascribed to the wise woman. Who is a wise woman? Let's see the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter Proverbs chapter, in the book of Psalm 111 verse 10. 111 verse 10. A wise woman is a woman that fears the Lord. A wise woman is a woman that fears the Lord. A wise woman is a woman. You can also read Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 35. A wise woman is a woman that feareth the Lord. The Bible said that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A woman that fears the Lord has these abilities I just mentioned. A woman was created to help the man. If you look at the text we read in the book of Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18, it says, it's not good that the man should be alone. I will create for him a helpmate. God has looked at the man and he has checked and has seen that this man needs somebody to help him. Even though he's a man, I've made him the head. I've put so many things into his hands. I've given him so many responsibilities. Yet he cannot do this alone. He needs a helper. That's where the woman came in. That's why the woman is now a helper, to be able to help this man. So if you're in a marriage right now and your marriage is suffering, or you feel as if you are expecting so much from your husband, you feel as if you should have known better. My husband should have known that she shouldn't have done this business. My husband should have known that she shouldn't have taken this decision. My husband should have known that she shouldn't have fallen into this temptation. You are there to help him. You are a helpmate. You are there to checkmate. You are there to correct. You are there to instruct. You are there to give suggestions. You are there to pray for him. You are meant to help him, because God knows that he will fall into this temptation. That's why he brought you as a woman by his side. That's why God gave us that title, helpmate. See, the word helpmate is very vast and very heavy. Helpmate is very vast and is very heavy. It's a very heavy assignment that God has given to all the women. And at the end of the day, we women don't know the grace or the strength in that assignment. We don't know the vastness of that assignment. We don't know the power of that assignment. Because of that assignment, God has given us so many gifts to be able to carry out this particular assignment of helpmate. Most women don't know the meaning of this word or this assignment. That's why so many homes are in shambles, and there's a lot of divorce going on right now. Lot of divorce, lot of violence, lot of things are happening in the home because we don't know our part. We don't know the part we're supposed to be playing in the lives of our husbands. What does it mean to help someone? What does it mean to help someone? For example, if you see a sister falling, you can quickly go and help her so she doesn't fall. You can quickly go and help her so she doesn't fall. The dictionary meaning of help means making it easier or possible for someone to do something by offering them one service or resources. Making it easier for somebody to do something by offering them one services or resources. So you are helping that person by rendering either a service or giving a resource to that person. You are helping that person. That is what it means to help. Every woman is a helpmate to her husband. She helps the man to plan his life, his finances, his behavior. You can even help your husband to even behave well. You know, some men, when they go out there, the way they talk carelessly. As a wife by his side, you have to be touching him, telling him, no, darling, don't say that. The word you just said could hurt that man, could hurt that woman. You know, you help them to talk. You help them to mold their behavior. You help them to manage their finances. You also help them to keep the home front. You help the man to plan his life. Sometimes some men have a lot of money. They don't even know what to do with it. I say, wife, you should be able to plan. You should be able to say, let us do this with this man. Let us invest this money here. You should be able to help the man to plan his life. Any man that has a wife that is not a planner or an organizer, the man is in trouble. If you have a man and it's not a planner, it's not an organizer, that man is in trouble. Let me tell you a short story. I met with a couple, and that couple, the man drinks a lot. The man is a drunkard. He drinks anywhere he go. They give him drink, he will drink. Anywhere he go, they give him drink, he will drink. We traveled down to the village one particular Christmas, and we went to visit a particular family. And I saw this man there drinking. They brought this drink, he will collect, he will drink. They brought this drink, he will collect, he will drink. And the wife was not around, was not there. So when I saw the wife on a later date, I called her and I told her, I said, I met your husband, saw your husband. The way he was drinking is very bad. And People can poison him. He drinks a lot. Talk to him, admonish him, tell him not to be drinking like that anymore. It's not healthy for him. The wife answered me and told me that, what is her business with that? That is a matured man, is an adult. If he decides to drink, that's his business. That is, the mother was a Christian. The mother prayed and prayed and prayed for him, and he did not change. Is it her that will come and pray for him that he will change? That she doesn't owe him anything, no. That the only person she owes her duty to is her son. That she can pray for her son to change, or her son to be well behaved. But as for her husband, the husband is an adult. He can decide to make his own choices and do whatever he wants to do. And I was stunned, because is this a wife? So if you cannot pray for your husband, and I asked her a question. Say, if your husband is committing adultery or infidelity, can you pray for him to change? You say, why should I? He says his choice now. If he decides to go and commit adultery or infidelity, it's his business. It's none of her business. So there is only her son she owes that duty of prayer. That is a wife. That person is not a wife material. So any man that is married to such a wife is in trouble. That wife is not acting like a helpmate. Most common problems and challenges that the female face in this time and age is her family, children, husband, in-laws, career, etc. It is believed that if a woman fails in this area, she has failed woefully. Women are faced with so many things. They are faced with problems of their children, of their husbands, of their career, of their in-laws. So many things that women are faced with. And people look up so much to women that if they fail in any of these areas, they have failed terribly, not knowing that the woman has a great responsibility and so many things that occupy her mind. I want us to know that as women, we are battle axe in the hands of God. Who is a battle axe? God is using us to fight battles, spiritual battles in our home. Avail yourself, put yourself in God's hand, let God use you to fight the battle in your home, in your marriage, in your family. Put yourself in God's hand. God will use you as his battle axe. It is believed that if a woman fails in the area of child-rearing, nurturing of children, that if she has failed woefully. That's the reason why we should put ourselves in God's hand, so use us as battle axe. No matter what your challenge is, God has put you in that home to build it. No matter what is happening in that home, God has put you there to build it. But you have to make yourself available for God to use you. You have to make yourself available. If you are a woman that is never available, you are always busy, you don't have time for God, God cannot use you. Hence, your spiritual life has to be very sound. Your relationship with God has to be very intact and cordial. If you have to be able to hear from God from time to time. You have to be able to hear from God from time to time for your family. You have to be able to hear from God from time to time. I know what this particular gift has done for me. Hearing from God from time to time. And you can only hear from God in the place of prayer if you have a relationship with God. If you don't have a relationship with God, you cannot hear from God. So I remember there was a particular day my son went for an exam with my husband, and I was in the bathroom bathing, and immediately I put soap. There was soap all over my body, and I heard my spirit, go to your son's room and start praying. Go to your son's room and start praying. I just took my towel, tied my towel, and ran to my son's room. I started praying in tongues. I didn't know what to pray for. I was started praying it in tongues. After praying, I went back to and take my bath. It was not long. My husband called me that himself and my son were involved in an accident, and the car was badly damaged, but nothing happens to them. So you can imagine if I didn't hear from God at that time. I remember there was a particular thing that happened again some months ago. My daughter, I woke up that morning, the spirit of God said, start praying against accidents. We were on lockdown, and we were in the house, and I was asking, why should I pray against accidents? What's going to happen? We're not going out. We're not even driving. We were on total lockdown then. And the spirit of God said, pray against accidents. I started praying against accidents. But that particular day, my little daughter went to the bathroom, and as she sat on the toilet seat, the whole reservoir of the toilet cracked, and as God will have it, she was not injured, nothing, she was not wounded. These are some why you have to hear from God. As a wise woman, you need to be close to God. You need to have God as your helper. You need to have God as being a strong relationship with God for him to use you to build that home. It is not easy to build a home and family. It takes God and God alone. We are dealing with principalities and powers, strong forces of darkness. You see men going out to go and commit infidelity, sleeping around, even women. But it's so common with men. And if you see all those things, if you are a wise woman, the Spirit of God will reveal it to you. God will tell you ahead of time. The Bible said that the devil has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. These powers don't relent. They are well organized and they can strategize. Even if it's going to take them 20 years to destroy a particular home and family, they don't mind. But when we pray for 2 weeks and don't see any results, we give up and allow these demonic powers to take over our home. Most of us are fighting flesh and blood, ignoring principalities and powers, allowing them to have a field day in our home. They are even comfortable, and some of them have now moved in permanently because we dwell in anger. We dwell in unforgiveness. We dwell in resentment. We dwell in hatred and so on. And you know, if you harbor all this in your heart, God cannot flow through you. God cannot hear you when you pray. Talk less of fighting your battles for you. The issue of infidelity is so rampant in marriages now that nobody is exempted, not even the men and women of God. Immediately this happens, the woman becomes angry, resentful, and this is the exact position the devil wants you to be, so that you cannot pray. Because he knows that the prayers of a sinner is an abomination before God. And if you are dwelling in anger and resentment, you cannot pray. God will not answer your prayers. So that's the reason why when these things happen, see it as there's a battle. You are in a battlefield and you need to avail yourself as an instrument, as a battle axe in God's hands. Infidelity is the worst type of betrayal any marriage can ever face. It is so painful that I lack words to explain it. Knowing that your partner is sharing his or her body with someone else, especially the people close to you, it is painful. But what should you do? Get up and dust yourself and confront the devil instead of confronting your partner. Remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. But we often overlook these spirits and fight flesh and blood. For example, if you have watched that film they called War Room, you saw when the woman finally took the battle to God, how God delivered her husband. And that is where when we fight against flesh and blood, that's where we get it wrong. The devil has diverted our attention from the demonic spirit. He has diverted our attention to our partner. We are not fighting our partner. Allow God to wear you and use you to fight that battle. No matter how long it takes, everything has an expiring date. Don't forget the fact that whatever is happening in your life, God is aware of it. God is aware of whatever is happening, and he said his hand is not short that he cannot bless. His ear is not deaf that he cannot hear. That's only our sin that have separated us from him. So many stories of men leaving their wives to go after strange women. Don't give that spirit a chance to destroy your home. Take the battle to the Lord. Take the battle. Be a battle axe in God's hands and fight these demonic agents. Face these spirits squarely and fight them. Go through your Bible and you will see women that fought for their homes. They built their homes. They fought for their homes. For example, Abigail. Abigail was one of those women. If you can see that in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 25, you can read through the entire chapter and see how Abigail fought for her home. Then Moses' mother is another woman that fought for her home. When there was a decree passed that every son should be killed, she stood her ground, her son would not be killed. And as God will have it, that son was rescued. And Moses became the one that delivered the children of Israel from bondage. Then the Shunammite woman is another woman that fought for her home. She was kind-hearted and cared for the man of God. And at the end of the day, she got a gift from God. In conclusion, these are women that build their homes. Men are the head, but they need the women to help them to lead. A woman without foresight and vision cannot lead the family far. Men don't see beyond their immediate environment, but a woman can see far into the future. Be a battle axe in God's hands. Let him use you to deliver your home. And I, as I say this, I pray for you today that God will help you. God will build your home. As many of you that are listening to this sermon or this message right now, and your home is passing through one trouble or the other, I ask God to come down in his mightiness and deliver that home in the name of Jesus. If there be any principality powers, spiritual wickedness in high places troubling that family, I command them to bow tonight in the name of Jesus. Daddy, I call upon you, every home here represented, hearing this message, message. Jehovah, deliver them from bondage. Lord, help those your daughters, oh God. Give them the spirit of wisdom to know how to build their homes. Help their husbands, oh God. Lord, save them from the hands of this demonic spirit and demonic powers. Help these women, oh God, strengthen them on all sides. Deliver them from every power that is not of God. Thank you, Father. I bless you and I glorify you tonight. In the name of Jesus. My name is Mary Egude, and I'm a marriage counselor, plus house counselor, and also a life coach. My number is 080-231-53584. 080-231-53584. If you know you are not born again and you want me to lead you to Christ, you can just call this number and I will pray with you, and you will become a child of God, and God will use you as a battle axe for that home and that family. Please pray for your partner. Be a helpmate that God has made you to be. Fulfill your assignment and fulfill that role. God bless you. Even as you have listened to this word, your homes will be delivered. And the peace of God will reign in your home continually. Amen.